So in the spirit of CJD's Gang of Four, I thought it might be fun if we tried a soccer Gang of Four. Joining us right now, Gio Sardo and Sofiane Benzaza from Mount Royal Soccer. You can follow them on Twitter as well. Gio, Sofiane, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Rick, for the hospitality.
Thanks for having us.
2-0, you've got to be impressed with a lot that the Impact is doing. What's impressed you the most so far, Sofiane?
I was really impressed by, I think everyone agrees on Romero's performance. Really, everyone expected a sort of one-on-one action from a Latin player who has skills, and Romero showed that you can find space behind a pretty good TFC defense, at least the first 25 minutes.
Gio, I thought when Pizanu arrived, that's what we were getting. Romero was doing what I thought Pizanu would have instantly with Marco Di Vaio.
Pizanu is a great player coming in from Italy, but, you know, he's... I think his entrance was a little bit overhyped. He's not the kind of player that will attack and create the kind of offense that, you know, the Impact are looking for. His specialty are the crosses, but I don't think his aggressive game style, that's not his way of playing. That's something that Romero will bring, and I think that he's now the solution on the left side of the midfield, which will take pressure off of Pizanu, but he definitely needs to get more aggressive when he's on the field.
That's the voice of Gio Sardo, at Gio Sardo on Twitter, and check out his blogs on the Impact page at CJD.com. Sofiane, I can't keep count of how many aliases you have on Twitter.
On Twitter, let's stick with @Sofiane_Benzaza, and you can find me there for all the reaction about Impact and MLS.
Wonderful. And of course, Mount Royal Soccer is a great home for people, and we've been really pleased to partner with YouTube for the blogosphere to get going, and we appreciate your tweets and your retweets of myself and at CJD800 as well. All right, Grant, I want to include you in on this discussion as well. Grant, you've just been named MLS commissioner for a day.
It's about time.
What do you do? Is it going to be a rule change? Are you going to
first thing I do is I go to check my bank account. I check my bank account because I would like to get paid the commissioner for a day.
Here we go.
Listen, I would be all smiles because the season is starting off well. You've got some great crowds in there. Things are looking positive early on in the season, so I'd be all smiles for the one day at least.
Gio, have you got a pet rule you'd reform, a change you think MLS must make to, as the commissioner hopes, steps up to be as dominant as some of the European leagues over the next 5-10 years?
Well, I think if you're going to take a look at, you know, starting to compete with the European leagues, it's going to have to be some play on the salary cap. You know, if you want to continue to attract the players from Europe, from South America, and bring in the best talent, you're going to have to be able to step it up financially and invest more money.
I think there is a salary cap in the MLS. How many teams actually stick to this salary cap? Because I know Montreal has one designated player on the books, and I know that LA had a couple of designated players.
Exactly.
So if you have a $2.3 million salary cap and you've got all these superstars in the league, how do they get around it? I agree. You need to stretch it, but you still have a lot of players coming over and they're not always underneath the salary cap.
But you can't forget about the mystery allocation money pool that each team has, and we don't know how much of it is left when you do trades and such. So I'm pretty sure there's a big play on that. And also maybe apartments and cars and other perks that players get. That might get also into the equation. Also.
Commissioner Sofiane.
Commissioner Sofiane.
One change for you.
Thank you for the promotion. I would look at the playoff home and away goal rule. Match the European goal. The rest of the world, we have doing it with the away goal counting double for the in the playoff setting. It might make the playoffs less offensive, but that would be an interesting way to give more value to the away goal, like in the rest of the world.
All right, well, Commissioner Moffitt, when I'm running MLS, it's going to be just like NHL and CFL. We will not have regular season draws. We will have a shootout to settle every tie, just like the Alouettes, just like the Canadians. We're in the entertainment business. We will decide every game via the shootout.
I would like chartered flights too. I think each team should have a chartered flight.
I would like to put you in a cab next time we go to Seattle. Guys, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Rich.
For the Soccer Gang of Four. We'll see you again on the Impact page at CJAD.com. Check him out on Twitter as well. Gio Sardo, Sofyan Benzaza. His name is Grant Needham. Second half action coming up. Impact hoping to add to a 2-0 lead on TFC on CJAD 800.